Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we're here with my good friend and colleague,
Kevin Sampson, director of the Rosebud Film Festival. This is my favorite time of the year, Jason.
I love it, too. It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Where is it, at the Miracle Theater this year?
Yeah, so Rosebud Film Festival is going to be held January 26th. Through the 28th at the Miracle Theater in your old stomping grounds,
Barracks Row.
Exactly.
I love it over there. And it used to, yeah, I think it was a movie theater, then it was a church, and now it's back to a movie theater. And you had the inaugural DC Black Film Fest over there too.
Yeah, man. It actually still is a church, so they also call it the Church Theater, which is pretty cool. So basically, you know, they kind of do second run films, and then, you know, church services on Sundays and Saturdays, I think. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So I want to go into the lineup Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but first I want to talk more broadly. I know this traditionally has been, you know, only DMV filmmakers, but it's grown so much now in its what year?
27th
year.
Yeah.
That now you've gone a little global and got a little celebrity something something now.
Yeah, so Rosebud started in 1990 from Natasha Reddick, Arlington, Virginia, community member. And basically, she wanted to create a film festival that would kind of circumvent the norm. So we're looking at films that are innovative, unusual, experimental, deeply personal. And so in early 2000s, Arlington Independent Media took it over, and we've been running it ever since. And yeah, this year we decided to, you know, unloose the chains of just DC, Maryland, Virginia filmmakers, let the rest of the world in and kind of see what happens. We're still honoring our old tradition by earmarking, you know, one of our one of five $1,000 cash prizes for best DMV film. But it's amazing, like, you know, basically, the submissions doubled. We're showing 34 films this weekend.
How many submissions you get?
It's about 125.
Okay. And you narrowed that down to about 34.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough job.
But someone has to do it.
Yes, luckily the jurors have to do it.
Who all do you have on the jury?
I don't want to say now because I don't want them to get, like, hate mail. Right. Maybe I could say it later.
You don't have to give the actual names, but just in general, are they, you know, people around town that...
Yeah, so we have, like, filmmakers, film critics, you know, journalists. Mm-hmm. So we have a good eclectic mix of people so that you can kind of get, you know, a good vibe for, you know, is this film good or is it not?
Before we got on the air here, Facebook Live, we were talking about that there is a couple celebrity names in some of the movies you'll see this time, including one of my favorite scariest characters from Carrie.
Yeah, Piper Laurie. So in the feature film Snapshot, which is actually a feature that'll be in our Saturday morning block, she is basically the main character in this film. So basically, it's directed by Melanie Marin, and... What's really nice about it is it's a family film, and so a grandmother's secret past kind of collides with her granddaughter's present slash future, and so it's really a kind of an unraveling tale of, you know, the grandmother, and I don't want to spoil it, but, you know,
no,
for
that's
the
a good enough. That's enough of a teaser.
Yeah.
And then Rick Fox, basketball player turned actor from Oz, and He Got Game.
And what is it? The Game on BET. Yeah. So it's funny. The title of the short is Game, and you know, this one again is about a high school new kid on the block that comes to play basketball. So it kind of fit perfectly. He's like the coach of the team.
Perfect.
But that one is done by Jeannie Donahue. It's really good.
Awesome. All right. Well, I just wanted to hit some of those celebrity sizzle moments. But
oh, yeah.
let's back it up a little bit, and let's go chronologically. I think that'll be easiest for all of our listeners. So let's start with Friday, opening night. What do we got Friday?
So filmmakers, please don't be mad at me if I don't call your name out. But we have like a plethora of films. It's The Profiles is innovative stories and polarizing people. And so basically you're going to be able to look at these stories of people that you really kind of can't take your eyes off of. Mm-hmm. There's a film by Zeebo Lai. Now, you would get a kick out of this as a film nerd.
That obvious?
It's called A Time Before. And what I love about this film is basically It's all done in one take, right?
Wow.
And but what happens is, as the film moves forward, time actually kind of moves backwards.
Huh.
And so you're able to kind of look at this story, and it tells you this story arc, but kind of in the reverse, but it's all done in one take. So, you know, as a film nerd in me, I'm just like, oh my goodness, I don't think I've ever seen anything done like this.
Memento meets Birdman.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's exactly. So when I first saw this, right? So I didn't, you know, do any of the judging for Rosebud, but when I first saw this, I remember I was looking at my cell phone because, you know, sometimes when I'm watching all these different films, it's just like, whatever, whatever.
Two screens.
This film made me like stop whatever I was doing on my cell phone, put it down, and like watch it because it was just that intriguing. So
what a movie's supposed to do.
Yeah, exactly. That one's going up there.
Friday.
Exactly, Friday. There's a great film called The Importance of Finding the Other by Marcy Frucci. And basically, it's a young biracial girl named Iris who sets out to discover what it means to be an other. So she's like filling out one of those forms for school, and you know, she can't figure out like what she should mark. So she's like, what is the other? So she actually encounters a pair of immigrants, a homeless veteran, and a transgender female, all to kind of bring that answer to light. So it's a really cute film because, you know, our eyes in character is this little girl. But, you know, it has huge social commentary. So that's definitely one that people won't want to miss. There's a local film, Unknown, by Katie Sheridan. And basically it's just four young guys that are street performers in D.C.
Mm.
And they go around, they set up shop, you know, the full band and everything. And so it's like a quick 6-minute look at their life.
Mm.
But again, like kind of that D.C. area vibe. It's a really cool film. And then that evening we have Quarter Four.
Great movie.
Yeah.
I saw this out at Washington West. They did the opening day, and the subject of the movie came, and we did a Q&A, and yeah.
Right, exactly.
That's cool. You got it here for your opening night, too.
Yeah, yeah. It's exciting. And they won Best Documentary ever at Washington West.
Yeah.
So
tell them what it's about.
Yeah, Quarter Four is following K-9 Unit Officer Isaac Ho, P.E., and his colleagues, and it's the first ever look at how the Pentagon handled mental health care after the September 11th terrorist attack. So again, you know, kind of highlighting the Arlington area. I think it's a really great, well done film. So audiences should really enjoy it.
And some local roots behind the filmmakers.
Yeah.
Steve Tringale, Maria Bissell.
Exactly. And so they're actually going to be in attendance as well for the Q&A afterwards. So
awesome.
It should definitely be a good time, good conversation. But I mean, again, you know, everybody remembers where they were on September 11th. Like for me, I was coming back. I was a freshman in college, and I remember coming back to my dorm room, and like, you know, my roommate was just watching the TV, and he was like, "Look at this." Mm-hmm. And like, so, you know, now films like that, it kind of takes you back. I don't know. It just has like this certain like respect that you get when you watch it. I don't know. I mean, I think it's a well done film. So folks will have to come out and judge for themselves.
Very well done.
Yeah.
Very well done. It's a great movie, actually.
Yeah.
They did a really nice job with it. Okay, awesome. So they can come see the filmmakers there. That's opening night.
Right.
What about Saturday, day two?
Yeah, so Saturday, doors are going to open up at 8:15. We're starting films at 8:45 a.m. This one is Intimate Portraits. It's deeply personal stories that resonate. And so, you know, the one thing about running film festivals that I enjoy, you know, whether it's Rosebud or DC Black Film Festival, and even like serving as a critic on other film festivals is filmmakers and artists are really recording the pulse of kind of the climate and, you know, the times and, you know, what's really going on in the world. And that's what you find in this block of films. Again, we kind of had the films that came from overseas. So in that block, we have Spectrums. And this is a new Israeli documentary series that follows the social, political, and spiritual world of 10 members of the transgender community in Israel. So we're looking at, I think it's the first episode that we're actually going to be displaying at Rosebud. But it's a really interesting documentary. And the thing that I love about the fact that, you know, it's from Israel is because there's universal themes that, like, you know, everyone can relate to. So just because, you know, they're speaking and mm-hmm. it's subtitled and stuff like that, it's really interesting to kind of see what this transgender woman is going through. There's another film, She's Got Grit by Dara Padwell Oddick. Now, this one is really interesting because it's a video series about female athletes with disabilities who compete at the highest levels. And so we're going to watch one of those episodes. And I think in that one, it's tandem bike racing. Oh. But the athlete is actually blind. So, you know, she really has to trust the person that's leading. It's an amazing video series. I talked with her, Dara, the director, just about the series and how she said that, like, so many of these athletes, she just realized had this leadership quality that she really wanted other people to see and tap into. So that one's pretty awesome. Free advice with Adam Chernick. Now, an 11-year-old stand-up comedian, this guy, or kid, his name is Adam Chernick. He helps adults that might be confused on different matters. And so he walks around and he gives free advice. Now, this
kids are always smarter anyway, dude, man. We adults have all gotten corrupted. They're the pure, innocent, smart ones.
Exactly. And I got two of them, 3 and 5, and they will just be honest with you and tell you how they feel or whatever the case may be. And Adam is just such a smart young, you want to call him young man, because like he's like years ahead of his time.
Right.
And in this episode, it's how to have empathy. So he actually goes with the parking enforcement folks because, you know, like everybody hates meter maids.
I hate them. I hate you, meter maids. No, just kidding. I know you're doing your job, but come on.
Right. Exactly.
And quit so, dinging me.
Jason, is your...
This is a rough subject.
Yeah, so he goes and he spends a day with, like, a meter maid and, like, kind of learns, like, what she does and how she takes her job seriously, but then is able to, you know, have empathy for her and then able to, you know, help other adults on the street and having empathy as well. So it's really cute. It's funny. It's hilarious. It's refreshing. So people should definitely
check it out.
It's Free Advice with Adam Chernick.
Free Advice with Adam Chernick. Yeah. That's Saturday.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. And that one's actually, I think they're on running on Amazon now, too. So you can definitely check Adam out. So.
I need to listen to some Adam's advice because I'm getting a little prickly about these parking tickets. Could learn something from Adam.
Dude, I see. Where are you parked right now? Like, do we need
I'm safe. I'm safe here at work, but, you know, man, it's like they follow me around.
I hear you.
All right, what else we got Saturday?
Man, so, you know, I'm going to give one more shout out for that morning block. Okay. Joe Jakevich, he has a film called Silent Sentinel, which tells the true story of the night in 1917 when women's suffrage activist Doris Stevens crept by night through a graveyard to speak with the National Women's Party leader Alice Paul. this is one of those films that, you know, especially the climate, like I said, right now, it's an interesting story to kind of to tell. You know, I interviewed him on Picture Lock to kind of talk about, like, how did he actually come up with this? And he said that his wife was working at a prison that got turned into, like, an arts center. And but they were doing tours and they were kind of talking about how, hey, this is where they held some of the, you know, women's suffrage members. And so he kind of, the idea stuck with him and he decided to do it. And I think it's a really important story to kind of see just in terms of the fact that people thought women were crazy that they wanted to have this right to vote. And, you know, so, like, that's...
It's so crazy that was a thing one
lunacy,
time.
Lunacy.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So it's an important story to tell.
More than half the population. It's insane. Anyway.
Exactly. And it's not like people are trying to, you know, make sure that women's voices are heard
it's still
today.
Going
so,
today. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really important things. And again, that's why I love, you know, putting on film festivals and especially, like, you know, indie film festival like this, where you're going to get some films that really have some good, juicy meat to them, as well as films that are lighthearted. So that's the morning block. And again, all of the film blocks are just $15. If people want to get, like, the entire weekend of screenings. Mm-hmm. They can get a all access pass for $40. So. Oh.
And that more than pays for itself if you're, you know, if you're going to see a couple blocks. There you go.
Yeah, I think it's like 11 hours worth of movies. Wow. So, yeah.
You want 11 hours worth of movies? There you go. Okay, is there anything else Saturday? You want to move to Sunday?
Yeah, what so Saturday night we have relationships. What would you do for a loved one? And all of the films in this block kind of address that. There's Rumination by Chad Eric Smith, in which a heartbroken man travels to the past for a second chance at a failed relationship. This one is really interesting because Chad wrote this, you know, out of the pain of a breakup. I'm sure that we've all, you know, I don't know about you, but like when things happen in my life, a lot of times, like if I get mad, like I want to make a film about it. So
yeah,
like
it's helping character. Channel the, yeah.
Exactly.
The energy, yeah.
And so that's kind of what he did. He was just like, man, I wish I could change this. I wish I could change that. Mm-hmm. And he just kind of actually wrote out a screenplay and he made it happen and it's going to be playing. There's another one called Amy. This one is directed by Lee Whitaker, and it's really interesting because it's a social awareness film that kind of brings to light child sex trafficking. So after returning from Afghanistan, Jessica, she's a special ops Marine. She finds that, you know, her 13-year-old sister has been taken and is being trafficked. And so she's like going after, you know, whoever abducted her. When I say like...
Like Liam Neeson style going after?
Taken, or, yes. Yeah. And Lee, like, so I talked to him again on Picture Lock, and he has, like, this huge, like, stunt coordinating, mm-hmm. you know, all this background.
Yeah.
And so this happens in the film. And this is the thing that we talked about. With child sex trafficking, child sexual abuse, those type of films are really hard to watch in general because, you know, nobody really wants to deal with it. It's like a taboo subject. Right. As long as it doesn't happen to me or my kids, right. you know, keep that away. Ew. But the way that he did it, it's like an action suspense thriller that you want to watch. And even the way that he deals with some of the ugliness of it. Visually, you know, it's again, it's like a film nerd's dream, you know. Nice. And so it's definitely something different and something that people will definitely like get behind the main character.
Awesome.
As she goes after these abductors. And then closing out that block that night, our last film is going to be The Last of the Manson Girls.
This is Saturday night?
That's Saturday night, yep. And so in that one, it's Paul Krasner who embarks on an LSD-tinged investigation of The Last of the Manson's disciples. this film was actually Lonnie's thesis film.
This is Lonnie Martin at American University.
Exactly. And so,
talented,
you know,
fella.
Yeah, very talented. He actually constructed the set because this is like based in the 70s.
Right.
Constructed the set, filmed it. I mean, like, come on, God, Jason, you and I, we made a thesis film. We worked on each other's thesis films.
I wasn't know how making much is involved, but we didn't build a set.
A feature
a period
film?
Piece set from the 70s.
Oh my goodness. So this
Lonnie Martin, hats off.
Exactly. So this will be the world premiere of the film. So it's
and
it's
timely cool. too. Manson just died.
Yeah, exactly. And on top of that, I didn't realize that Lonnie actually went as far as getting the rights to be able to like seriously, thesis film. Yeah. It's bold. So that's awesome. That's Saturday.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Last of the Manson Girls. Don't miss it. Saturday. Cool. Awesome. So that's day two.
Right, right, right. Man.
Man, there's more.
Exactly.
But wait, there's more. There's another day.
But wait, there's more. Do you remember what that is?
I gotcha.
All the spit and everything. I love talking to you because we always get off subject. All right. So Sunday, the Virginia Film Office is awesome. I always got to give a hats off to them. They sponsored our film panels, and we have two of them. One is student filmmaking from the classroom to the real world, and then what critics look for. So in the student filmmaking panel, we have Professor Giovanna Chesler from GMU. She directs the film and video studies over there. Professor Lena Jayaswal. From AU, she does the photography concentration. And then Henry Leaker and Harold Jackson III are two Rosebud finalists that have kind of come back. Mm. But they're still actually working and making films and new features. So it's going to be a really good discussion of, you know, should I go to film school? Should I not? Mm. Pros, cons, benefits. But then not only that, like, how do you go and leave school and actually continue to create? Like, how do you build that community so that, you know, like most of the Rosebud filmmakers. Exactly. How do you keep making this thing happen? And then in what critics look for, we got our man Tim Gordon. You know,
Film Gordon.
Exactly. President of the WAFCA. May Abdelbaki. She's founders of Movies with May. Cynthia Fuchs, Pop Matters, and Michael Parsons from DC Filmdom. And we'll just be talking about like what film critics look for in films, but then how indie filmmakers can actually apply that to their films to make them better and improve upon them. So it should be good.
What time is this Sunday?
So the first panel is going to be at 12 p.m. and the second one is at 2 p.m.
Awesome.
So this is free to the public. You got to jump on rosebudfestival.org if you want to get tickets because, you know, the TV studio is really small. We're actually going to be filming it at Arlington Independent Media's TV studio.
Right in Clarendon.
Exactly. So if you want to get on TV and you want to get some good nuggets of information, come on out. And again, everything on Sunday is free. And then we have our awards ceremony at 7 p.m. at the Clarendon Ballroom. Which
yes, it's there every year, right?
Every
year. It's a nice spot for it.
It is a very nice spot for it. And we love the folks over at the Clarendon Ballroom.
You bring the sled out again, the Rosebud sled.
You love that sled.
I love that sled. Yeah. I'm championing the sled. Kevin's like, we're trying to get rid of the sled, probably.
No.
I love it.
Yeah. I love the sled, too. So, yeah, the sled will be there.
Nothing says Rosebud like the sled.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, exactly.
So, all right. So, you'll have the ceremony. You'll show, I guess, clips from the winning films, maybe. And then tell me about the prizes again. You mentioned it at the top.
Yeah, so we give away $1,000 cash prizes to our top five finalists. We'll have best of show, best of the DMV, and then, you know, three other finalists as well. And, you know, I think it's really awesome because I don't know any other festival that's actually putting out $1,000 cash prizes. And I say that because, like, I really don't. And, you know, we go to so many different festivals. And this is just a great way for, you know, to put some money back into the pockets of these filmmakers that I know a lot of them, like, they shelled out so much cash just to make the film. Right. And this can either help them
break even.
Yeah, exactly. Slowly recoup. Or I know some have taken some of that money and then gone on and shot a feature or whatever. So it's a pretty cool deal.
But you're right. A lot of festivals don't do that. You know, it's just the prestige or to slap some laurels on, you know. It's nice just to win the award, but when there's some actual cash with it.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. And they get a nice little trophy as well. So it'll be fun, man. It'll be a good time. Folks can come out, do some interviews on the red carpet, take some photos. It's a good time.
That's awesome. All right. In closing, I guess, what else should we know? Why should our listeners come out? If let's say they've never been to Rosebud before, what's sort of the experience that they'll have?
So again, because we focus on films that are innovative, unusual, experimental, and deeply personal, that sets kind of a niche for the type of films you can expect to see. I think looking at the films that we have this year, people will really be challenged. And I think anytime you go to a film festival, anytime you go into a movie theater, right, like you're quiet as you watch. For the most part, you know, you laugh out loud, whatever. Yeah. But you're able to kind of think about what you're seeing. And I think there's a lot of films that are going to have people thinking and then talking afterwards. So we have, you know, time for Q&As where people can talk with the filmmakers. But then I think also just being able to talk once the lights come up in the theater. And I think that's what you get from a Rosebud Film Festival. And that's why people should definitely come out and check us out.
Awesome. Well, again, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Miracle Theater on Barracks Row, right by the Eastern Market Metro stop. And sounds like, what, how many? 34 movies?
34.
Man, that's a nice little crop of movies and sees a mix of local filmmakers and even beyond this year. So congrats on it growing. What year is this that you've been running it now? Three? Four?
Four. Yeah, year right. Four.
Well, you've really grown it into something. So.
Thanks
again for coming in, Kevin
Sampson. I appreciate you having me on, man.
All right. Kevin Sampson, WTOP.